Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Meditation for Moms broadcast from hearttransformations.com. And I'm Marie Georgopoulos, and I'm so happy and grateful to be here today, as I am with every show, sharing, of course, my knowledge and my wisdom about meditation and how it can assist you in transforming your life. And not only that, but embracing your authentic self. You know, as a divine messenger, healer, spiritual mentor, and a speaker, I use my intuitive gifts to tap into the divine wisdom of your higher self, your angels, and your spirit guides to guide you in your spiritual development, as well as to assist you in overcoming any core life struggles that you may be going through at this time. This is truly my passion. It's my core work, and it's my joy. And I look forward to assisting all of you who are joining me in transcending what's holding you back from having all that you desire in your life. Of course, meditation, I feel, is key, coming back into alignment with who you truly are. Not the person that you think you are, but who you were born to be. And as with everything, meditation is an evolving experience. It's a journey, and it's beneficial for everyone, whether you're a novice or you're very practiced at it. In my journey, of course, meditation has helped me to heal my heart, to transcend my core issues in life at a much faster pace. And also, it has helped me to live more authentically. And I will have to say, too, that meditation was a big part of my journey in embracing my psychic gifts and higher degrees of self-awareness. Later in the year, I'll actually be talking about how to meditate to communicate with your spirit guides or higher self. We may even do that sooner if I feel guided to. Remember that I'm taking you along a journey in these series of shows so that you can go back beginning of the shows if you're new to the shows and download them and listen to them. And we kind of start out slow, just talking about meditation and how to breathe and also, you know, how to connect with your heart and relax in your body and some of the benefits of meditation and so forth. So going back to the shows is a really good idea if you're new, and you can do that by coming to Blog Talk Radio from my Mama's Kitchen homepage and downloading them from there, or you can go to my website at hearttransformations.com under radio show, and there's a link there to download all of the shows. So remember, too, that you can email me as well anytime, especially if you have questions about your meditation. And you can email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com, or you can join our Facebook community, Meditation for Moms. It's a group on Facebook. And just request to join. It is a private group, so no one outside the group will see your comments in there. And there we'll share all of our wisdom and our knowledge about meditation, our journey. I'll be checking in regularly to give people guidance if they have questions, not only intuitively, but from my own experience as well with meditation. There's also some great tools, some things for you to download there in the group as well. And also remember, too, that you want to travel through the shows at your own pace, you know, be realistic with yourself too, because meditation is a process as well of allowing. It's a process of being connected to your heart, and it's difficult if you're coming in at the first time, it can be difficult to quiet your mind. We go over this in some of the beginning shows, but that's very natural. It's a natural part of it. There are many things that you can do to actually alleviate that and to help you to focus and concentrate. There is a great guide on my website as well called The Art of Transformational Meditation. You can go there and purchase this guide for $10, and part of that goes to charity. That's all on the radio page. You can find out more about that. But it's a wonderful guide, especially for beginners and intermediate people who are starting to come back into meditation or just starting the meditation process. Not only will discuss the benefits, but there's some great meditations in there for all kinds of purposes. It discusses the struggles that you might, encounter in this process of meditation and some ways to resolve that. But know that everybody goes through this in meditation too. I want to also remind everyone listening that I will take callers for questions, not only to intuitively counsel you around your struggles, but also to give you inspiration from your spirit guide, your angels, if you're wanting, not only around your meditation process, but your spiritual journey, perhaps even any core lifetime struggles that you're going through as well. And you can dial in at the after the meditation portion of this show at 347-327-9995, and then dial 1 to be in the question queue. That is also listed on the home page if you're on the internet, right there underneath the title of the show. So on the last show, I shared with you a little bit about the first law of creation, which is the law of attraction, that like vibration attracts like vibration. Basically, it in part explains why you keep getting what you're getting in your life and why you keep having the same stressful experiences in your life. Of course, there's a lot more depth to the laws of creation that will assist you in your journey on this planet as a soul, not only to live a more fulfilling life, but in your meditation process as well. And I do believe that meditation is actually a part of what I call the art of allowing, which is a part of the creation process as well. You have to be in a state of allowing your dreams to open and allowing your heart to open and allowing your authentic self to merge with you. I don't want to spend, too much time today talking about these laws, but if you're interested in learning more, I have a wonderful workshop coming up in July where I'll be sharing some wisdom about these laws as part of your spiritual awakening. I'll talk to you a little bit more about this workshop towards the end of the show. But for today, we're going to talk about how to release stress and overwhelm. This is something that is very prevalent in society today. I see it in myself too, as I tend to take things on my shoulders and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes I just have to do an emotional check-in with myself and say, Marie, you've got to give some of that to the universe to handle. But later we'll be actually doing a guided meditation for this specifically, for releasing stress and overwhelm from our energy systems. So many of us experience this stress and overwhelm in our lives that it becomes almost a pattern of being that is, of course, guided by your thoughts and your behavior sets and your patterns of thinking, which we talked about a little bit last time. I know that there was also a time in my life where I literally was on this sort of stress highway that seemed like, it was endless. Some people might call that even stress a hall, where we become just, addicted to that stressful situation. I was actually even chronically ill, and I discussed this a little bit more in the first shows, and it was getting worse during this time, and it was because of the stress. As we all know, stress actually depletes our energy, and there's all kinds of scientific evidence, you know, of how stress can actually affect the body physical, but it can also affect your mind as well. You know, it wasn't until I started to work with alternative healing methods and energy work that I really began to release the emotions that were behind the stress. And some of us, many of us, stuff our emotions. We stuff and hold on to them in our bodies and in our cells and in our mind. So there are lots of ways to release stress, and we're going to discuss some of them today. But during my journey, I was still seeing, of course, some of the same old reactions and overwhelm coming into my life. So I went on the seeking path, you know, seeking other ways to resolve this issue. You see, your soul is actually always calling you. Always calling you towards what you most desire in life. And your soul is always wanting to focus you there through your emotional guidance system. And by there, I mean to your vortex of desire, what you have shot out vibrationally through all of your experiences. So say, for instance, you've been having conflict with your husband over maybe money, and it consistently shows up. Well, all the time in you're shooting out these rockets of desire towards the opposite, to have financial freedom, to have well-being, to love one another, to take care of each other, to know how to manage your money better. All of those things are going into your vortex of desire, and with every experience of contrast and lack and conflict, that vortex becomes stronger and stronger, and it begins to pull you. That's why some of you are here on the show, because you know that your soul is guiding you to come inward, to not only release the stress and the overwhelm and the baggage and the thought patterns, but to blend better with your higher consciousness and to tap into those emotions and those thinking patterns that get you into a receiving mode, in a better feeling mode that's more in alignment with who you are as a soul. Because remember, your authentic self is joyful, is loving, is appreciative, is on a high-flying emotional disc, so to speak, on a high-flying vibe, right? And so what meditation helps us to do is not only to release, especially if we're in stress patterns, but to then open up the possibility to have not only our thought patterns in alignment, but our behavior patterns in alignment as well, with who we are as a soul. So if you're not seeing things really through the eyes of your soul, but seeing them through the filter of your beliefs and your patterns of resistance that limit you, then you're not really in alignment with the totality of who you are. And of course, these are distortions of the ego mind, these limiting patterns. They're belief systems that we were taught through society, through our families, through our religion sometimes. They never feel good to us when they constrict us and limit us. So our emotional guidance system is always going to tell us two things. When we're feeling bad, it's going to tell us that whatever we're thinking, feeling, or acting upon is not in alignment with who we are as a core, as, you know, with what we desire as an authentic being. And on the opposite side of that, whenever we're feeling good and light and calm and open, all those higher vibrations, we know that whatever we're thinking, feeling, and acting upon is in alignment with who we are as a soul. Of course, you know, overwhelm typically comes from a state of awareness that feels like we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. Basically, there's way too much on our plate to handle, and most of the time, we are not aware that the universe, God, divine intelligence, whatever you call it in your world, can assist us with this stuff that's on our plate. No one is really meant to handle everything by themselves. That's why we're here in the physical plane, where we can have relationship. That's why we have people around us and we join in families and communities, so we can be in the wonder of co-creation, of co-creating a reality that is harmonious and fulfilling. However, this is easier when we are more aware of ourselves as spirit and seeing things from a broader, wiser, more divine perspective. That's where meditation helps us. You know, it helps us to ground spirit into our bodies, into our physicality, but into our physical world too. It assists us to quiet the mind chatter and come back to a state of awareness that is lighter and more at ease with the self. The bottom line, though, is that we have to start changing the conversations that we have about ourselves and others, creating the same old situations in our life. We have to end the story, right, that we've been living and telling ourselves, and create a new story that we truly want to live in. This starts in our hearts and is then made manifest by our minds. Our hearts always know what we desire, especially once we've let go of all the limiting beliefs that close our hearts down. But that's a conversation for another day, and stuff we will work on in the workshop that I talked about as well, that I'll share with you at the end of the broadcast today. But what we do once we are already in a stress situation is very important. Once we reach that point, we've already been in default creation mode, and we're now in the receiving of all that previous thought and belief that has been piled up. But most of you probably already know that we have the ability, right, to create our own destiny. And you may even have tried affirmations and positive thinking. And this is only, of course, part of the equation is what I've found. There's also the part of allowing, which I've discussed as the meditation portion. And it's a part of, you know, retraining our mind as well to get on to those high-flying discs that I spoke about through our thoughts, through what I call the impeccability of our word and our action. But once we've reached the point of stress and overwhelm, it's time to reach for relief and get back on the path to being impeccable with your words and your actions, or a path of conversation, like I said, with yourself that is lighter than the one that you've been on. So today I will share with you four ways that I release stress and overwhelm. On the next show, I'll also continue to share with you some other ways to de-stress yourself, because I had so many that I was inspired to share with you. But today we're going to get to about four or five of them. The rest is, of course, work on releasing the old stories. And by this I mean that's your journey to release that old story and create a new vision for yourself a new way of thinking. And this is done over time. I wouldn't have been able to do it myself without the assistance of some great masters, mentors, teachers, healers, and of course books and seminars and workshops that I attended as well. So five ways, we're going to talk about five ways to release stress and overwhelm. Number one, take deep breaths in and out through your heart space. This is one that we've been practicing here on this show in our guided meditations. It's one that I use every day. Centering in your heart entrains your brain to your heart's brain waves. Your heart is divinely intelligent, and focusing there will always calm you. It takes practice, though, but it won't take very long. I recommend this in the beginning of this practice to find a place where you can be by yourself, even if it's in a bathroom stall at work. Place your left hand on your heart and breathe in and out, putting your focus on your heart. This hand placement actually helps you to put focus there and creates a mnemonic stimulus that aids in the memory of the effect of heart entrainment, so that in the future you can simply put your hand on your heart and the memory of entrainment will be there. I've done this for myself so that now anytime I place my hand on my heart, even just my fingertips, very reverent space. So people use this in meditation as well in the form of mudras at times, which we'll discuss in another show. So it's, in a way, a form of a mudra. So that's the first way to release stress and overwhelm, and it is my number one choice and one that I would recommend for you to practice. If you practice any of these at all, try this one first. Number two is reach for positive aspects. This is an exercise taught by Abraham in a book by Abraham Hicks called Ask and It Is Given. You can find it online on YouTube as well, but I highly recommend this book. And reaching for positive aspects is easier after you practice this exercise. Doing this, you actually can begin to reach for positive things that feel lighter and lighter and lighter. And it's a great exercise for when you feel stressed because you see the good in people or the good in the situation, and that has a much higher vibration than feeling into the bad stuff and giving thought to that. Number three is take a walk outdoors in nature. We have an electromagnetic field around us that becomes disturbed when we are stressed. And Earth has a magnetic field around it as well that assists us in charging ours. Nature walks, of course, are calming. And if you walk briskly, you will actually even move your chi and start to stimulate mood regulating hormones that will lighten your disposition. You can also practice heart entrainment during your walk for a greater harmonizing effect. This was wisdom that came to me that I actually never thought of doing, but I'm going to start practicing in my walks as well. Number four is seeking inspiration in the form of books or YouTube, or maybe it's your favorite friend who's always inspiring. I will pick up my favorite book and just, you know, ask my higher self for the best inspiration to serve me today, and then I will just allow the book to open to a page and I'll read that page. And it always, my eyes usually are guided to the paragraph, and this will come over time with you as well. But read everything on those pages and then practice it, whatever it is. You know, assimilate it into your being and your experience. You don't have to do it this way. You can go to your favorite book and just read, or to your favorite movie or YouTube video. My blog is also filled with great inspirational articles. You can scan through them as well at hearttransformations.com. But reading is really a good way to balance yourself because it does require you to focus and concentrate, right? So it gets your mind on something else. Seeing yourself and pulling yourself into something that is more uplifting is always going to change your vibration and release stress. Number five, and this is one of my favorite too, is to have sacred tea time. Now, you may not be a tea drinker. It may be coffee for you. But tea is very special to me. You can make your own ritual around this time so that it's sacred for you. Maybe say a sacred prayer. Maybe bring in your favorite book. I like to have my dog in my lap, who is so loving and such a joy being and always uplifts me. I love to have tea with, a view of the outdoors or sitting on my patio and seeing a serene, landscape. I love tea for its calming effects as well, and a few of my favorites are lavender, rose tea or chamomile, and kava. Kava is a very good herb for de-stressing the body. Sometimes you can find even combinations of these. I like one that's called Love Tea, and it's by Pukka, P-U-K-K-A. It actually has rose, lavender, and chamomile. But make this a time where you can be in a space alone, by yourself, or like I said, with your favorite pet or favorite book. So those are my top five, and they are ones that I use regularly, and they always are my top five go-to. In the next show, I will go over some of the other ones that I use, some of them quite often, some of them I use occasionally, and I've had you, this just shot into my mind here, that if you have coffee to try a decaf coffee, as you know, if you're stressed, caffeine can stimulate, actually, this stressful situation. So try decaf. We're going to go right into the meditation portion now of the show, and today I'm going to share with you a guided meditation that will assist you in releasing stress and overwhelm. Really, any type of meditation will assist you with this, as meditation is proven scientifically to reduce your heart rate and to induce the production of stress-eliminating hormones. However, in this meditation, we will invite your higher self and your I Am presence to assist you in releasing stress and overwhelm from your energy systems. I've also included the intent to blend with your source self as it starts or continues the process of blending your higher aspects of yourself, your divine self, with your lower aspects of self via show, so you can go back to them if you're new to the show. Remember that a blended consciousness is a more awakened consciousness. And by this, I mean awakened to the spirit and to the heart of your being. We'll place this intent through an invocation, which I will prompt you to repeat silently at the beginning of the meditation. When we invoke the I Am, we invoke the full power of Christ consciousness, or God, or infinite intelligence, or whatever you choose to call it. If you're not comfortable with this term, please insert whatever you are comfortable in the invocation. So everybody get comfortable, and I am going to start the music right now. And this is a beautiful song. It's actually called Gabriel's Song. And I want you to just take the time now to sit comfortably, with your back straight and your feet on the floor, and just begin to breathe. Breathe in and out through your nose, taking long inhales and long exhales. You can put your palms facing up in your lap, or if you have a favorite mudra or hand position, just use that. Now put your focus on the sound of your breath and just continue to breathe gently, listening to the music and the sound of my voice, the sound of your breath. And breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe in, going at your own pace, and breathe out. Now just repeat the following invocations silently after me. Beloved Higher Self and I Am, I ask that you assist me today in blending with my Source Self and in restoring my well-being by helping me to release stress and overwhelm from my energy in whatever way is most beneficial to me today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now just continue to breathe, breathing in deeply and relaxing your body, starting at your toes and your feet, and just relaxing those, and then moving up to your ankles and your calves, relaxing your ankles and your calves, breathing deeply. And now relaxing your knees and your thighs. Remembering to breathe deeply. Relaxing your hips. And relaxing your belly and just taking those deep belly breaths. Letting it expand. And now relaxing your torso and where your diaphragm is at. Just allowing your diaphragm to drop naturally as you inhale. Now relaxing your chest and your shoulders. We carry so much stress there. Maybe you need to wiggle them just a little bit. But just relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. Relaxing your arms all the way down to your hands. Now your neck, relaxing it again. If you need to turn it side to side or bend it forward, just releasing the stress in your neck and breathing deeply and relaxing. Now relaxing your jaw, relaxing your face and your scalp. All of your head, just relaxing and breathing. Now begin to focus on your heart space, breathing in and out through your heart space, keeping your attention there while you breathe, knowing all is well. You can even imagine white light going into your heart center. And on the inhale, bringing that white light in. And on the exhale, expanding that white light outward. Just keep breathing and imagining this in whatever way is easiest to you. Now bring your awareness to a place in your body that you carry stress. And imagine white light just surrounding and penetrating this area. Try to relax even more in this area with each exhale. You can, even if you still have stress there, just tighten this area up in your muscles for a few seconds and then release it on an exhale. This will relax the muscles even more. And you can do this 2 or 3 times if you need to. Just breathing and relaxing. Visualizing the white light there. And then just imagine on the next exhale that you're blowing all the stress from that area out the bottoms of your feet, all the way into the earth, where it will be blessed by your higher self and I Am Presence. Just exhale it all out. I like to visualize just white light taking it out the bottoms of my feet, or a river of water just flowing down to the earth, carrying it with it. You can imagine debris maybe, or smoke coming out of the bottoms of your feet. That's all your stress and your worry and your overwhelm. And now just bring your attention back to your heart center, breathing there. Just a few breaths. And breathing in and out through your heart, allowing your body to continue to relax. And continue to blow energy out the bottoms of your feet as well during this time of breathing. And just allow yourself to be with your breath. And if you want to, you can concentrate on another area that has stress, bringing light to this area. And again, blowing the energy out the bottoms of your feet. Inhaling and exhaling. And once you feel complete with this, bring your attention back to your heart space. And here you're going to imagine a white light coming from above and a white light coming from below. And on each inhale, this white light coming from above and below meets at your heart center. And on each exhale, it expands out through the heart. We're going to do this 7 times, breathing in this holy light, which harmonizes your energy systems and bodies, and breathing it out, breathing it in, and breathing it out. In and breathing it out. And breathing it in and breathing it out. 2 more times, breathing it in. And breathing it out. And 1 more Now imagine a golden light all around you, like a huge sphere. And ask this light to seal your aura and energy in the Christ consciousness, or whatever you choose to call it. It could be infinite love, God's infinite perfection, or some other phrasing that appeals to you. Just know that as you ask, so shall you receive. And just continue to breathe. 3 more breaths in. 3 more breaths out. Just breathe deeply. Remember, you're in divine remembrance here. Divine awakening. You're strengthening your immune system even. Allowing, restoring of your balance, of your well-being. This is time, holy time for you to nurture yourself, to come back to a homeostasis, to entrain with your divine love, with your heart. Time to lift up your vibration so that you may be more allowing in the day. Think kinder thoughts of yourself and others, and continue to point in the direction of lighter and lighter thoughts throughout the day. Take one more breath in and one more breath out. And just begin to wiggle your toes and your fingers, bringing yourself back into the room, presencing yourself in your physical. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Could really just feel the light in training with my heart space as I was reading that. And hopefully you guys had a wonderful experience with the meditation and those listening back to the recording as well. We're going to open the line now for anybody who has any questions, not only about their spiritual journey or their meditation process, or maybe you experience something in your meditation that you want clarity on. Or perhaps it's a struggle that you're going through that you would like some intuitive guidance on. I'll open up to your angels and your higher spirit guides, your higher self as well, in the way that best serves you. The number to call again is 347-327-9995, and just dial 1. This will put you into the queue, and my producer will then answer the line. I do actually have a question that was emailed to me, and feel free to do this too as well. You can email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com ahead of time, and I'll be happy to answer your question online for you as well. You can also post them in the Facebook group, and I'll be happy to go over them, or send me a private message on Facebook if you want to keep it private. But just know that we'll answer them and as many questions as we can get through on the show. Usually it's about 2 or 3, depending on the length. Today I'm answering a question for Carr, and she has been going through a difficult time in finding work, but also connecting with her higher consciousness. She's been following through on a meditation practice and beginning to open up to her guides and her angels as well, but she's been in anxiety and having bouts of lower energy as well. And meditation has helped her to ground and feel calmer. I just wanted to share that with all of you. So she would appreciate any guidance and messages from her guides and angels on whatever they want her to know that would be of the highest benefit. So I'm just going to connect in right now. They're sharing that enlightenment is healing for you at this time. Your enlightenment pursuits are exactly where your guides would want you spending your time and building momentum towards. You're attracting the coercion or the dissonance, so to speak, in your resonance that drops your energy. Your mind, of course, is a terrible thing to waste, and so we want to always be fruitful in our positivity and in our minds. Also know that the company that you led, that you were led to by your angels and guides, would have potentially shut down, I feel, your energy, like your immune system is what they're saying, because it's a high-stress career that you're entering into. And so that body, I think, kinesthetically, you got a reply to that, taking that job. And I feel like your guides are saying that that was your no, your internal gut response. So just hang in there. And know that when you work desperately, right, on anything, that's an entrainment with a desperate you, and she doesn't want it allowing. She wants to feel sometimes even a lack of control, you know, where you just let go, where, you know, sometimes Marie, they're saying, they're using my name, gets this dissonance where she tries so hard to be impeccable with her word that she doesn't really get the feeling states of the word. And the word is love. The word is law. You know, we attract by our feelings mostly. So we have to get the feeling behind it too. And that requires us to move up the emotional scale. And we do this by entraining with our heart space, by taking those long walks, by being kindness that we want to be, but also through emotional dissonance and awareness with other lower beings, right, can cause us to have shame and things come into our energy. So make sure that your angels clear your space when you're attending to your connection with them, and clear your resonance so that you can build the purest connection with them, and ask only for higher level guides as well. Also, feel like your guides are wanting you to really listen to Abraham on YouTube over time and find the ones that are for overwhelm or anxiety. Those will help you to build a clearer understanding of the problem solving that they're giving to you for this dissonance. Let's see if there's anything else. For you, reading them is important, but requires a skill. You must go into the higher realms more often. And of course, in alpha state, you do this. The shimmering energy is there. It feels like an angel to me. So call them forth regularly, and to live abundantly. Use Mother Mary's prayer from the other downloads. She's guiding you back to your heart. There are limiting beliefs to release. Passions for you to fulfill. There are many blessings in these limiting beliefs that you were born with. One of value that you bring forth to humanity. Has to do with your heart and your love for self and the love for others. In the gift of psychism as well, and as a divine messenger too. So attune to your spirit. Live in grace and harmony of this. And don't go picking at wounds. But allow what you do desire. Entrain with the feeling states of who you want to be. And that then will be alignment with your dream. They are ending now and saying that this is what they can give for today. They are always with you. Always call upon them. They never get tired of you. Know that too. That was one of her questions. Our guides are always there for you. And they would want you to also be, you know, of course, your problem solver as well. But we receive our inspiration when we are actually in our higher vibrations, when we are in hope or above. Right, can then begin to feel more inspired and take those actions. You'll begin to want to move towards things. When we're in lower vibrations, it's hard to receive the information from our guides. So it getting back onto that path of least resistance through the meditation process, but also through pointing your thoughts in a direction of lighter and lighter thoughts will begin to move yourself up the vibrational scale. And remember, it's okay to be in those emotions, sadness and grief and anger and those things. We have to move through them. And this is some of the stuff I'll speak about in the workshop as well. And then raise your vibration and your thoughts to the next thought that you can reach. These are things that Abraham teaches, Abraham Hicks, and you can go online and learn about that in any of their books. It's also things that I will mentor people around in my six-month program, but also in the workshop upcoming, which I'm going to share with you just after Johnny comes on the line. So now it's time for Johnny Tan to come on and speak a quote from his book from My Mama's Kitchen, and his wise mothers shared so much wisdom with him over the ages. So, to you, Johnny.
Thank you, Marie. What a great show. The recipe for living I would like to share with everyone this morning is from my sanguine Savannah mom, Toni Winters. She lived her life a happy and carefree attitude all the time, and she taught me how to live each day with gusto. Her self-assured personality convinced me to try new experiences even though it was tough for me in the very beginning. But this is her beautiful recipe for living that she shared with me that made me laugh and lighten up. Here is the recipe. Live like there is no tomorrow. However, always plan that you will have another day to live. What the caterpillar sees as the end of the world, the butterfly sees as the beginning of a beautiful life. I hope this recipe will inspire everyone to live with intentions every day. By the way, please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Amy Newmark, the publisher and editor-in-chief for Chicken Soup for the Soul. Amy and I will be discussing how to teach tolerance, respect, and compassion to preteens and teens. The show will also focus on self-esteem and good values, which are essential gifts for the children to help them become successful adults. For additional information about the show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Now back to you, Marie. Thank you again.
What a wonderful recipe for living. I really like that one, and I love, you know, of course, the symbology of the butterfly. That's part of my logo and my journey myself and my journey with women as well. So my upcoming workshop is called Soul Awakenings, Heart Empowerment, who are wanting to release, resolve, dissolve any core lifetime challenges that are up for review right now, things that you're struggling with, especially ones that you struggle with over and over. They tend to be ones that you came in with as a soul to transcend. It's also going to be a workshop in awakening to your true self, your true identity. And it's something that is not just about healing blocks, but understanding how, like I said, to work within the law, to be a co-creative participant in the universe, and to also build a sense of trust in your own divine inspiration, to heal any lack of self-worth, you know, to open up to your heart, to understand your purpose even in this journey, or maybe even go deeper into your purpose, more depth to it and more understanding. A lot of us are going through emotional up-downs right now as on higher levels we are bringing in light and healing things and awakening, things that we may not know of, but your soul does know how to direct you. And so I'll be offering divine inspiration and guidance, not only from your higher self, but from your healing guides, your higher level guides and angels. And we'll be going into your Akashic records, your soul's records, where you can actually awaken to your authentic self, your authentic identity. We'll be doing, you know, several meditation journeys during that one-day event, and it is on July 25th. It's from 10 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can attend live in my home, or you can come via live stream. You can go to hearttransformation.com under Events and Heart Empowerment Workshop to register. Anybody who registers before June 25th will also receive a free half an hour, a private appointment, either before or after the event, where I can connect directly into your Akashic records or with your guides and your guidal team to support you in this awakening process and in your struggles to move you past them or prepare you for this workshop even. We will be doing some preparatory work before the workshop as well, in the form of a teleseminar, which will be energy work, so that you're ready to go. So if this resonates with you, please check it out. If you have any questions, feel free to call me or also email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com. I just want to end the show saying thank you to all the spirit guides who helped and assisted today, to Mother, Father, God, and, of course, to Johnny. Namaste.